gonna cost me more than $30 to have them turned down, right? For $30, I got a brand new rotor. Well, hopefully, the metal is reused somewhere else. Went into recycling, so I'm sure it'll be used somewhere. So where are you on the commute? I'm on the four-laner. I'm just about to get on to the northern off the Wantaw. All right. This is going to be a short week for me today, this week. Today and tomorrow, and then I'm taking a little holiday. Really? Okay. Well, it's going to be a short week for the rest of us too, right? Everybody's got Friday off. Yeah, I took Wednesday and Thursday and made it into a nice long break. Get that. Who's better than you? 6-day weekend. But of course, Wednesday and Thursday, the weather forecast is iffy. What were you planning on doing? Were you planning on, like, laying on the beach? I'll tell you my plans afterwards, because I don't like discussing them in advance. Wow. Okay, I guess you don't want to put the jinx on it. That and other things. Okay. Whatever. Doesn't matter to me. Saturday I've got a wedding I gotta go to. So that'll occupy part of the time. Okay. It's always good to occupy your time with wedding. We had a graduation party yesterday in the late afternoon, so that worked out because obviously the weather started getting better by around 3:30, so even though there were tents and everything all set up, we weren't sitting under them. We were congregating around the propane fire pit. High school graduation? College? What? It's a high school graduation. So only the parents could partake of the adult beverages? It's only the parents. Only the parents, and there wasn't a huge selection. There was wine for the ladies, and then there was the Mike's Hard Lemonades and Budweiser. So I forced myself to drink Budweiser. Interesting vehicle that just passed me. A Ford, I think it's an Edge or something like that. The roof loaded with antennas. I see some LED lights in the rear window, but standard New York State license plates. Who's in that? Well, why don't you go catch up to them and look at them? Or has it got black tinted windows so you can't see inside? Passed me a little too fast to check the side windows. Catch up to them. Go see who it is. You know how you look at the back window of an SUV and you see LED assemblies just hanging there at the top of the window? Yeah, you know, I've seen that before. Fireman. Yeah, this guy's got a heck of a lot of radio equipment in that vehicle. Stubby antennas, 4 or 5 short whips. Maybe he's just like an avid communication kind of person, you know, he likes his radios. And those LEDs just flash yellow? He's a volunteer fireman. He doesn't like to, you know, advertise by having fireman plates or stickers all over his car. Maybe. So I'm up to the road that's the village of Lake, and that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to jinx it. Well, and of course, when I was doing the rear brakes on the Avenger, I found nails and screws and all sorts of other wonderful things in my tires, and I did find one nice long screw in the passenger side rear tire that I had to get out my plug kit and plug the tire. Okay, you didn't know you had your own plug kit. Yeah, well, what was it? When I took one of the tires off of one of the cars and took it over to the local Goodyear dealer or whatever to have him put a plug in it, and the guy charged me $21, I figured that it was a good time to go out and just buy my own kit. A lot of the tire companies won't plug anymore. What they'll do, patch from the inside. Well, he didn't do a patch from the inside, and the way that I know that he didn't do a patch from the inside was he never dismounted the tire, because my wheel weights were still the original wheel weights on the rim in the exact same spot. So had he done it, because I wound up leaving the tire. He was like, well, I can't get to it right now, so I think I wound up leaving the wheel and coming back and picking it up, and it was like $21, and I'm like, $21 for a patch, you know, for a plug? And I just, yeah, here you go, here's your money. So I went and I got myself my own kit. I can do the same thing that he did. Yeah, it's not rocket science doing that. And to PPN Mobile, by the way. Yeah, not rocket science. Alright. Well, let's see. 5 to 6, that means we got another 10 minutes before Skeet gets here. At least 10 minutes. Going down south at all in the next few weeks?
Oh, no. Why? What do you want to, like, tag along?
Yeah, he usually goes every couple of weeks, if nothing else, just to check up on the house. Maybe he's got all his TV cameras working right, finally.
I think this is going to be like a National Lampoon family vacation, you and the Griswolds?
Now, something, I can't see myself doing a National Lampoon family vacation with Stevie.
I think it could be done. I think it could be done.
So when I was looking at the repeater map, I figured, maybe I'll bring MR radio with me up to Monticello. No spots on the pushpin map up there.
Let me think. There's stuff back by Harriman. There's stuff a little bit further up over by Monticello, I don't remember. But you also, unless you're going to bring a laptop with the software, you know, what are you going to do? You're trying to edit a channel that you already have?
No, I was looking at it before I left, and I was thinking of adding the channel in before I left.
You could throw them in there. The only problem is that there's also VHF stuff up there. So you have a mix of UHF and VHF, so. I probably have stuff already programmed into a zone for that radio, because I know I have the whole thing for when I go back and forth for my daughter up at school, and I created a zone just for that.
Net. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
So, let me just double check something. If I wanted to create a zone, for argument's sake, let's say there were repeaters that I could carry all the way from here to Monticello. If I wanted to, I could create a zone that starts at one place, and if I map it out correctly, just one click of the dial as I move from one repeater to the next, it can be all in one zone.
You could have duplicates of repeaters if you, like, started here from the island and you wanted to put a Long Island and then a New York City repeater, and then that way, yeah, you can, it's a playlist. Think of a zone as a playlist, And then all you have to do is just have the songs in your library to call up for that playlist.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense because you've got one zone marked analog and you have different frequencies on it. So if I create a zone called travel, let's say, I could put all the repeaters one right after the other, even if they're on different frequencies, different colors, and all that stuff, one right after the other in the same zone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You could even mix analog and digital in that zone if you wanted to as well. So you could have an analog repeater, a digital repeater, and then here's the other cute little thing. That radio does what's called roaming, but that's a little more complicated, but you could set that radio up that when you put it on that zone, that travel zone, that you would push a button on the side of the radio and put it into roaming mode, and it would automatically look for the repeater it could hit inside that zone.
And once it found it, it would stay there until I got out of range?
Absolutely. And it would continuously look for the strongest repeater.
That would work great if I went to one of those, let's say, North American talk groups, and we were conversing based upon that. I'd be able to stay in contact with the same party.
Exactly what the purpose of it is to stay on the same talk group over multiple repeaters.
That's a cool function. And one of these days I gotta sit down with you and you gotta teach me all these ins and outs.
One of these days.
I got the SMA to BNC connector last week. So all I've got is the last piece to go, and that's to get the duplexer, and I'll be able to do a decent installation.
Do you have the tracking number on it coming from Greece or wherever it was coming from?
Yeah, it'll be here sometime next week, I think.
After vacation? Would have been nice for it to be up before vacation.
Oh, well.
You never know. So you could always just turn around and make up a cable to give that radio all of the antenna instead of just a piece of the antenna.
Well, since I'm going to, you know, when I go on vacation, whatever I do motoring around, I'm planning to use the wifey's car. So I'd be putting an antenna on that car if I take a radio anyway.
Do what I did when I was in wifey's car and we went upstate to retrieve my daughter. I just switched between radios. That's all. I switched between the VHF and the UHF digital radio, and that was that. Once I knew I was up in the area where all of the repeaters I was looking at were in VHF, I just switched over to the VHF radio. I wasn't going to start getting crazy with duplexers and this and that. I just had one single dual-band antenna, and it was on a mag mount, and it was very, very sufficient.
If I decided I want to do that, I can always do that.
And it's coming out of the trench now, and to BPN.
I'm at the top of the spiral staircase. Now, I ended up using wife's car driving, you know, since the car is a little bit under a year old and only has 1,000 miles on it. My car is 7 years and has 122,000 miles on it. I think I'd rather use her car.
Understood. Fully understood. Yeah, put some miles on that puppy.
Yeah, it was nice. It handled well on the open road.
try. You took that to a wedding or something up in Connecticut, Massachusetts.
No, no, no. I went up to Monticello this past weekend with it.
But where in Monticello? You hanging out at Kutcher's?
Well, Kutcher's has been knocked down, and they're doing some building on the property. But my friends have a house, one of the developments right next to Kutcher's.
Oh, did you go drive over to Bethel Woods and see a concert?
Yeah, it was a little moist.
That's where Wendy's cousin to have his house, right on the road, right there, next door to Bethel Woods.
My friends have a condo, make that turn onto Kutcher's Road, and then just keep going straight, and there's one turn off of that after the property.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, time to insert myself here. Here we go. Full insertion.
Yeah, by the time Elise got home, I wasn't working Saturday. I did some paperwork in the morning, and by the time she got home, we grabbed something to eat, and she had to pack what she wanted to take, and then I noticed all of a sudden, what the heck's going on with my phone? I had to go run over to the Verizon store, and it turned out all I had to do was a reset of the phone, and it came back to life, but he didn't leave until well after 2 o'clock. We got up there, we hung out for a while, went to dinner. It was lousy weather, but we good company.
Yeah, could have been worse. You could have been up in Malone.
And since I don't know the area, I don't know what you were referring to.
Fugitives, you know, those two guys, one who's no longer with us, that escaped from jail?
Yeah, I forgot that was the location. Yeah. And the other one is back in custody.
Yes, yes he is. Malone is only about 35 minutes from where my daughter goes to school.
Let me guess, you were happy that she was down in this neighborhood, neck of the woods, this last week or so?
Well, they never got anywhere near where the school is, but they were tooling around the Saranac area, which is, you know, 10 minutes down the road.
Well, until both of them were apprehended, you didn't know where they were.
Malone is the closest Kmart to her school. So, you know, God forbid you need something that you have to get at Kmart, you gotta take a trip up to Malone.
Do the Kmart employees wear orange jumpsuits?
No. No, they don't. It's, that is Sleepy Town. Ugh, excuse me. It's, you know, it's a small town, but probably a little smaller than the town of Monticello, but a little more artsy.
My friend was telling me about approximately 65% of the town of Monticello inhabitants are on welfare. That's how depressed the area is.
Yeah, Monticello is in some bad shape, but then again, a lot of towns up there are in bad shape. Not much you can do about it. Unless they bring gambling up to the Catskills and start creating a whole lot of jobs for people to work and, you know, find places to earn a living, it's just going to keep staying economically depressed.
Yeah, there is practically no industry up there at all. For years, the only industry up there was the tourist industry.
Right. Hotel and restaurant, tourist, all that stuff, that was what kept that community alive. That's PBN Mobile, by the way.
And Zeddy P Mobile. Let's see. Stevie should be showing up any minute.
Hear that familiar?
Hello.
Did we hear this another guy?
No.
Going on with the road over here? Gaga Mainline, it's like both of them. Crawling. Crawling, I tell ya.
Back on.
Alright, you're in the noise. You're in the noisy zone. Switch over. N2, PPM.
N2, ZXP.
Tomorrow? We're over on the other one.
And out of range. I've seen a few.
Doesn't sound like it's been repaired yet, so find out when we get there. And PPN.
catch you on the way out.
WB2CMF, KB2CWC. I'll be on the side.
I think there was, I get some rain and drizzling, but I think around midnight, that's when it really got bad. And then we just had to keep looking over all the equipment to make sure that the tents, for example, we kept guiding them in different directions when we realized the direction that the wind was coming from. It was, you know, it was fun, but at the same time, it wasn't fun. That was the kind of day that it was.
Well, the good news was that there wasn't a lot of electrical lightning activity. That could have been a disaster.
Yeah, I think that we saw two flashes, and none of them was, neither of the two of them was really, you know, dominant, and we never heard the thunder. So, you know, like someone said, look, maybe it's almost like one of those red light flashes that goes off, because it's a very bright, high intense light. But, you know, once we didn't hear the thunder, and whatever was so far away that it was meaningless, but we were absolutely prepared to shut down were there to be any thunder. So, yeah, that definitely was a good thing. The biggest problem that we had was, you know, with the tent, with the softer nylon or canvas, well, nylon tops, I guess, polypropylene or whatever it is that they're using, the wind blowing against it didn't allow the water to shed off of it. And so the end result was one of the tents took some damage because it just had gallons upon gallons upon gallons of water weighing down on it. So, you know, interesting what you learn under adverse circumstances.
Yeah, well, I was lucky. I was mostly in my home and listening on the radio and making a few contacts. Propagation wasn't too bad and didn't hear a lot of electrical discharges on my HF equipment, so as I said, it could have been worse, but it was certainly a challenge for sure. I was amazed my antenna stayed up. Anyway, I'm approaching touchdown in Manhattan, so I wish you a good day, 73. Thanks for the company as always. PC2 KKX, listening out.
All right, Peter, yo, we had, actually had three beams up, all of which were 30-some-odd feet up in the air, and they held up really well. And, of course, that's a very good thing. And we also had some wire antennas up in the air, all of which worked out well. All right, anyway, have a great day. Good talking to you this morning. And we'll look forward to field day next year. Hopefully, nice and dry and sunny. This is K2KNB, 73, Peter.
KNB, WB2ZX. You're looking forward to field day again next year?
Yeah, I think, well, looking forward at it is probably better than looking backward at it. It was interesting, Jared. It really was. By the way, I put up the new listing there, and I have another question. But yeah, I put up the membership list, the current membership list, and I think I need from you a current current list. Well, today's a work day, or the rest of the week is a work day? No, that's not true. But today's a work day.
Today.
On the station, but all I got was the end of it. Yeah, today's my work day. I'm going to my other school, first school, to return the take a roof, and then we're moving the stuff over to this other school. So if I finish using the computer, I got to bring it over to the other school and change the network wiring around a little bit so I get it on the right network. I forget where I put it last year. I got to figure out what location and the roof went to. That's the computer and the printer and the... then wire up a few other changes to my old school, so I have all my old keys with me, and it doesn't get sparky. There's another station in there, and pause a second before you hear the mic, because all we got was the last part of your call sign. So the other station, pick it up and give it to K2KMV.
Yeah, okay, Roger, this is Matt, November 2, Romeo, Bravo, Papa. I was going to take, I have a weekend job, I was going to take up Saturday instead of Sunday. I do a double, 10 job, so I can have a whole day off. I was going to switch it, but I knew it was going to rain, so I put back with field day. I bought the lock field. But I fired up my rig at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon when my fiancé came over, and I showed her, you know, what field day was like. the one station was calling Seagilde, so I threw my call in and gave one Delta NLI just to help this one station out. I think it was dying down by that point. I didn't hear many stations. Back to K2KNB. Good morning again.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, I heard that Lockfield either shut down, I think they shut down early, right? They set up and the concern for the winds, and apparently as you went a little further north on the island, it actually got even worse. But the bands were pretty active. I'm not sure what time you went on. Starting up Saturday maybe was a little quiet, but I think that our 20-meter station pretty much stayed on 20 meters most of the time. Maybe switch to 40 at some point. Even 15 had some activity and CW activity. So it's definitely interesting, Rob. I mean, you probably made a good decision staying home because of the rain. But it was interesting. Jerry, back over to you. This is K2KNB.
You guys didn't answer if we got the email I sent. I thought I was missing one or two names in between. I don't know if they just joined or they got missed from last time. So I did print the entire database out and compare like one column at a time and then fill in the missing blanks so everything matches up with that. You did ask me a question. You said you needed what? You need another updated database, did you say? I know you said you needed something and then I forgot what you said. Well, you stopped it in the middle.
Go ahead and pick it up.
I went out of database. You know, I should join. I go on your, I belong to Lockfield, and nobody's on the band on 2 meters. And I think even this club, I mean, you got some people on, but I'm going back like 20 years, back to more than 20 years. Even 20 years ago, 1994. I got my license in 1992. If you belong, if you're on the Grumman repeater, Lockfield, this repeater, there was a round table, they could be 10, 15, 20 guys on, maybe more. And I guess because maybe, probably because of cell phones. And I come on your repeater because nobody's on the other one. Lockfield, I mean, we got a good repeater at Huntington, and nobody's on a round table. Like, it's pretty much dead in the morning.
I think there's a lot of things that account for that, Matt, I'm sorry. And, I'm only back on the air really since 2003. But first of all, yeah, I think cell phones does influence it. If nothing else, people are riding in their cars talking on ham radio and they get a cell phone call. And so they have to back out. It could be business related, it could be personal, whatever it is. But they're getting that cell phone call in the car, which you wouldn't have had really 20 years ago or 25 years ago because the expense of a cell phone call was so great. So, yeah, I think that's one thing. And then don't forget, even with Limark, you know, we've got the two-meter system, Glen Oaks and Selden linked together. Then we have a 440 in Plainview that a lot of people will use as an alternative. We also have a 220 that's not actively used. We're also supporting the Grumman repeater, which is 146745. And we have a DMR repeater up and running. So even if you had 20 people on in the morning or 30 people on in the morning, and that would be a lot, but they're spread out over 5 repeaters and other repeaters that they might be using for short distances. So, well, that's the way it is. But, you know, there you go, Matt. So if you get up in the morning and listen on the frequencies and you're there, well, that's one person added to the group. So so that's the way it is. Yeah, but, yeah, just what happens is every time you send me a database, I say, you know, I may need this for a bunch of different things. Where am I going to put it? And I put it in some folder that I totally forget. So, yeah, just send me one and I'll keep it on the desktop. WB2ZEX together in the group. This is K2KMB.
Hey, K2KMB. WB2ZEX. That's what I forgot to bring. I forgot to bring my flash drive today. oh, I don't think I'll need it anyway. Nothing to transfer over. Presently. Okay, yeah, you should make a folder. Like, I just called Limark, and you have all your stuff. Most of the time, it goes into the Limark folder. But sometimes when you do a save or something, you think you're in the folder, and you're not, then it goes into the regular My Documents folder, and they have to move it over. So I have an Aries folder, I got a Limark folder, and got a few other folders, and hopefully I usually get the stuff in the right place. You also got to remember that now, with all the traffic headaches and roads, you know, it used to take me an hour to get to work. Now it takes an hour and a half. Yesterday from field day, you know, a trip that should have taken maybe 35, 40 minutes took over an hour and a half. A lot of people may not be using their cars anymore and maybe using public transportation or working from home or working different hours, you know. No longer like 9 in the morning to 5 at night, so they're going to be staggered time. So maybe, and also as Richie said, you know, with 5 different repeats, 6 different repeaters, you know, people could be all over the place. Turn a few repeaters off and they'll all be in one place. Man, I don't remember what your call sign is. So sorry about that. So pick it up and give it back to Richie.
Roger, the call is November 2, Romeo Bravo Papa, or we could say real bright person. What I have to do is, you're talking about databases, I haven't been into HF in a long time, and I get a whole bunch of QSO called TWN phones. I really should go into an Excel spreadsheet, put and type in all the cards with the states, and into a sort, and then figure out what states I need, and then work all states. That's what I need to do. I have to add that to the... My fiancé says, add that to the bucket list. You know, so... But I have a 20-meter dipole at home, Richie, Derry, and it came down from Hurricane Sandy, Francis Brooks. I put it up. It works pretty good. I like 20 meters. I have my rig in my car. I have an ICOM 706 Mark II G. I've had this radio for, like, I got it in 2002. I've had it for certain with you. 2012 is I had another 3 years. I got it like 13 years. I've used it in various cars. I had it in an Oldsmobile, two Oldsmobiles in the trunk. Then it was in my Chevrolet Impala. Then it was my other Civic before it got totaled. Now it's in this car. So I don't go on HF with it, but I do get the hamstick and I could pop them on. I would drive with them. But I should sit in the car at lunch and pop a hamstick on and the engine turned off and we'll get the ignition and I should try to, you know, work the station. That's what I should be doing. Back to you, Richie.
GC2YSK.
Morning, Jake. Matt, one of the things that sounds like you haven't done is the sign up for the logbook of the world through the ARRL. You do not have to be an ARRL member, although I assume you are. But, Logbook of the World will keep track of all those things for you, and if you get, you know, you upload your logs, it may take you some time, but once you upload them, it will keep track of your workflow states and your DXCC, and you get the credits online, so you don't even have to send in the QSL cards, and so it's a nice alternative. Anyway, Jay, good morning. Over to you. You have Jerry. WB2ZEX, you'll pass it off to, and you have Matt, M2RBP, I think it is. This is K2KMB, Jake.
All right, good morning, guys. Hope everybody had a good weekend, field day, although it was definitely raining. Beautiful day today. Too bad the weather just didn't shift by a couple of days. Jerry, over to you. I'm just headed out to work here.
Probably should have a logging program anyway. I don't know where you keep track of the contacts that you make that you don't have get QSO cards for, and like N3MJP and I guess N1MM. Also, you know, you put it in that database, you can always retroactively go back and you know, type in each one separately and then edit the date and the time or whatever. Then you can upload that to Logbook of the World, and even without uploading it to Logbook of the World, you can keep track of, you know, you have a, you know, it's not really called a sorting routine, but you have basically a contest option, and rewards option, it's actually called, you click on it, it'll tell you how many states you worked, how many countries you worked, what you need, with or without QSO cards, you can do it both ways, individually by band or by mode, and you know, all those different options, so, rather than keeping your log on paper. I don't know how you keep your log now. You know, in the old days, many, many moons ago, we had to log everything. You know, you were on FM Simplex or AM Simplex in those days, and you talked to your friend around the corner on 2 meters with a tour, you had to put that in your log, and then eventually FCC did away with those logs. So into R, I'll get it right now, into R, BP, WB2ZX, Mobile Inlet Group.
Raj, good morning, Jay. How you doing there when I hear you next go around? Yeah, you know, I do have a actual logbook, but I got cards, you know, I might not have to put them all in there. I'm actually writing some logs, sure they've got a law book. But that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm on vacation the end of next month. Maybe one day I'll just sit there in my office doing the ARL law book of the world. And I won't even go through my... I'm not even going to go into the old accurate. I'm out of law that I never got a card for. So I'll take all my QSL cards. I will stack them up. Park them, you know? That's what I'll do. And then... And that'll give me an idea what I haven't been into it lately, like the band and stuff and all of that, work and everything else. So I'll give it over to, before I give it over to you, where was the field, where's the field day site at the Lime Walk? How many stations did they have?
Lime Walk Field Day is at the Rosemary Kennedy Bosie Center in Wantagh. And, if you're familiar with the area, it's where the two very large towers that are part of the Tricom system are located. We ran 5A, the fifth station being a digital station. I think we ran PSK 31. And so we had the 5A, we had the GOTA station, we had a 6-meter station. We had a package, we did have a package station up and running also. So that was pretty much what we had.
KT2YSK. Hey, Matt, I use the logbook in QRZ. It's great. You can export it. And once I export it, I send it to Logbook of the World. I also send it to my eQSL account. This way, it'll send out electronic QSL cards to anybody that belongs. I have like 8 pages of QSL cards I've received that way. eQSL is a free site. Donate money and become a silver member or whatever, but it exchanges QSL cards electronically. You get them, you can print them out. It's great. And it takes the file right from QRZ. So it's, I find the QRZ logbook so easy to record, better than AM Radio Deluxe, actually. But that's just my opinion. That's how I got started. And I was checking out my new old radio over the weekend. I got an 847, FD847. And last night, within the space of 40 minutes, I made 6 contacts up in Canada, Maine, that area. It was good. So I'm happy the radio is working. Jerry, did you make that change to poor Alex's ID?
7B2ZAX. You're fine with him. What happened originally, his name was correct in the database, but since I individually added it, when I must have typed in ALEX and Excel, you know, does the auto-complete and just completed it all. I did make the change when he told me the first time, but since we didn't have any new members from Limewalk, I never uploaded the stuff to Bernie, so I did that last week, the last time he sent an email, so it should be correct now, and all new, you know, but I basically told him that, you know, unless somebody uploads a new contact list, it's still going to appear as Alexander. Just like my name, I changed my name of the DMR, but until someone updates, you know, one said Cheryl, the other said Cherry, so until somebody updates their contact list, it'll still have the original. But it should be correct that Alex acknowledged it. One thing, Matt, about E-Log or EQSL is it's not acceptable for AR awards because I think it can be easily tampered with or phonies. So ARL won't accept any of those EQSLs for any of their awards. Go ahead, Matt.
Before Matt picks up, Jerry, you can run a program on the QRZ logbook from Worldbook. That's a program that verifies everything, and then that they will take. So as long as you do the original in QRZ, both systems will take that.
All right, let me see if Matt's still there. Yeah, I use N3FJP, so it does it all for me, and it's like $20 for all their programs for life, so it's no problem. Go ahead, Matt, are you still there?
Yes. I'm going to make comments to Jay, but I'll wait for them. Jay, you know what? I can't get up. John, you know, the chair of the math and the business and technology, I can't get a class because I'm not in the right union. I'm in the civil service union. Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees, and for me to get, I have to be hired as an adjunct, and I get so many people ahead of me, because you've been there with the A-list, the B-list, to the union name, with the FA, so I'm probably going to continue and add, but the need of continuing.
Ed wants to get a cert, which is a good cert, certified technical trainer. I'm bored by it. I'm trying to get through it. It's a certification. It's all sorts of techniques to teach him and everything. So if I get that cert, I'll be able to teach the A-plus course, you know, the course that you need to use computers, which is what that's what I do, with computer repair. And that's what that covers. And I would do well at teaching at that. So I just wanted to let you know what's going on with that. Let me give it over to the Richie, okay, and then you can comment on it. This is N2RBC Friday.
Okay, Matt.
I'm
actually going to sign. I have to make a quick phone call, so I'll try to get back, but if not, all of you driving, have a good, safe drive, and we'll catch you later. So I'll pass it on to Jay, and this is KTKMB. I'll be on the side, 7-3, guys.
Hey, Rich, you have a great day. Enjoy it. It's beautiful. Hopefully you can get out sometime today. It's really nice. And Matt, yeah, I know. It's not a matter of you can't get a course because you're in the wrong union. You don't even have to be a union member to get an adjunct course, and then they make you join the union, but it's like minimal amount of money they take out of your pay for dues. Adjuncts get paid 7 paychecks. They take out whatever the dues are, I think, out of the middle 5 paychecks. So, you know, it's not much. That's not what's going to hold you back. I guess it's getting on that list. But if you can go in through the certification, that's great, because that's from a different area. I knew you were civil service because you're an employee of Suffolk County, but not on the teaching side. So, you know, it's not a two-edged sword. It's not going to hold you back. It's just that there's such a list of people. I mean, I've been teaching there since 1982, so I have a few years seniority. Jerry, over to you.
7-3, ZX Mobile. Hey, Jay, traffic is so nice today now that all these teachers are off. Actually, I left my house at 7:20 or something, and I'm already in Long Island City in a half hour. Usually, take over an hour to get to this point. On a regular school day, so it's nice. Anyway, I don't show copy. I was in like Long Island City, or a little spot between Wood Hickman and Long Island City, where the repeater comes in noisy. So I missed part of that. I guess Jay answered your questions on that topic. So now I'm also in a spot where the repeater comes in spotty, so I may lose the repeater in a few spots. So pick it up, Matt. WPZX Mobile.
Roger on that. Jay, let me tell you what's going on at the college. Years ago, any of the support that people work in the register, business office, account, you know, the, like support like secretary, clerk, that type of job, even what I do. Actually, I have two coworkers in my department that are faculty, they're called PAs, and they get overloaded. Those guys make themselves, what it takes me to make in 1 year at my part-time job, those guys make it in 2 semesters. Because the PAs, they pay them $35 an hour. You know, they work 12 hours a week. I even try to get in that way, and I can't even get in. I mean, just forget it. But anyway, here's a go. Let me drop it for a second before I time it out. But I'm in a job there 10 years. I love it. My boss is great. Fantastic boss I have. Anyway, 10 years ago when I started, Suffolk County Community College was part of the county. They were elected to the department of the county. The county somehow, they had to do the budgets, this and that. Middle States came along and said, hey, if you didn't keep your accreditation, you have to break away from the county. Not that the county supports them, but to be more self-sufficient. Because, you know, it seems like politicians or government doesn't mix with education. So they got their own autonomy. They went to their own payroll with Banner. And then what happened was somebody tried to bust up AME members, the whole county, the CSA tried to break us up, tried to raid our union. As a result, when I used to get my contract, they negotiated with the county executive, and that was it. Now, I'm the separate bargaining unit at the college. So the college administration, the upper commissioner says, you're a college employee, but for the law judge, the minister of law judge, the perp said, it's a joint employer. And I feel if you're an AME member, you got a master's degree, you should be on that same list to teach. If they have to open up the contract with faculty to agree to that. I'm trying to get them to do that when they work on our next contract. Back to you.
Well, now I get it. It's not a good picture, but I don't know when your next contract is up, but the Faculty Association is part of NYSED, and that's a pretty strong union. And I don't think they would prohibit anybody from teaching, but if you do teach, you got to also pay them dues. It's funny, I belong to the NYSED union, which is the teachers union. I also belong to the administrators union because I work in the school district. So I'm on both sides of the fence there. So I can see your position because I do the same thing except the other way. Anyway, but getting back to the QSL cards, Matt, the QRZ logbook is real easy to use. So is the one that Jerry mentioned. Logbook of the World is not a nice one to use if you're trying to log contacts as you're making them. Jerry, that's why I look for something real easy to fill in while I'm on the radio, because my computer's right there. And I found that one to be a little bit easier. The only thing that was nice is if you have Ham Radio Deluxe running or monitoring your radio, it'll fill in all the frequencies, time, and everything for you there, and you can use that. So there's a lot of options. Paper was never a consideration for me. I can barely write legibly, so I never wanted to ever do a paper logbook. Jerry?
Well, we got to remember, Jay, many, many years ago, FCC required us to have a logbook, and this is before computers, so you had to have a paper logbook, and I don't know what happened to mine. For some reason, that after Sandy, it probably got destroyed anyway. But, you know, in the old days, we were, you know, it was a tech, and this is before FM repeaters. I think when FM started with repeaters, that's when the FCC said we don't need logbooks anymore. Because imagine if you're on a repeater now, you'd have to log in. Actually, you're really talking to the repeater. You're not talking to the other person. So how a logbook would have worked with a repeater. But when you did AM contacting, you talk to your friend around the corner, you put that in your log. So your whole log was full of talking to the same person back and forth. Now, I use the N3FJP at the... And just like Ham Radio Deluxe, it has rate control, so you connect it to your computer to your radio, the radio to the computer, and it'll tell you, it'll log in the frequency that you're on, the band, and things like that. And there's also a QRZ option that will tell you, you work a station and around the world, it'll tell you the country where the station is, and it'll tell you the bearing that you should put the approximate bearing where you should have the rotator turn to hit that country or that area, the way it works that way. And then later on, you could actually import the QRZ database. Actually, it's imported into your computer already, and it will fill in the blanks. It fills in the person's name, address, and all that other information for QSL, and it prints out QSL cards or QSL labels. The Ham Radio Deluxe does it also. You print out a little QSL label you can stick on your, and a QSL and the address, and you can stick it on your QSL cards to mail them out. Mailing QSL cards costs money, and also, you know, logbooks of the world will only, you know, give you confirmation if it matches up on both ends.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Dave, here. Yeah, Jay, I'll have to go. Yeah, I'll send out the use that I have. Because I haven't logged that many. I logged some ones that were doing it, but I'm going to have to take my whole logbook and transfer to QRZ.com log that is very simple. I do like it. I never saw the other ones, but they sound more complicated, what you're saying. See, going back to the unit stuff, we've had the Suffolk County Association of Employees has had a terrible particular for the last 4 years. 3 years, and we haven't had contact for 3 years. And with the new executive board is coming in July 1st, and we're on a post already. An HR person is a college approach, so I think we're going to get I think we'll be able to get a decent contract. I hope they get a special answer. Hey, the Suffolk County's largest independent union. I used to be able to listen to the jurisdiction of AFL. Did you say nice spot? Because I didn't think you part of the affiliate with nice spot. He's bad. He's the independent union to be affiliated with something like that. We're also building the U.S. State Unified. Back to you, Jay.
Static was as loud as your voice, so it was kind of hard to hear you on that one. I don't know if you were